part of the plan that caused the death of Aguinaldo Nesbitt. I can imagine him trying to distance himself from the event. Perhaps, in some strange way, he can even say, as his attorney has suggested, that because he did not give a thumbs-up signal or some sign to that effect, that he has successfully walked the moral tightrope that relieves him of responsibility in this matter. But Aguinaldo Nesbitt is dead, and his death was caused by these men. Mr. King's attorney wants to distance Mr. King from the murder by attacking the character of the state's witnesses. But the fact of the matter is that Mr. Evans is an associate of Mr. King. If he had chosen priests and Boy Scouts as his companions, I'm sure we wouldn't be here today. But Mr. King cannot distance himself from the fact, the cold, hard fact, that a man is dead because of him. Mr. Harmon wants us to look at him as a high school student and as a filmmaker. He wants us to think, well, he